Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast, whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers in this hour of radio about radio. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
I'm Tom Rowe at the Wave Farm in upstate New York, where we work with artists that work with the radio waves. And recently, two of the Wave Farm Radio Artist Fellows, Karen Werner and Jess Speer, have been collecting all sorts of radio artworks that we're gathering here in the Radio Art Hour to feature with other works and backed by the Conant Project's Number Station recordings, which you hear behind us now.
This is Karen Werner, Wave Farm Radio Artist Fellow, and you're about to hear a radio drama called Long Walk by German radio artist Claudia Wegner. Long Walk is a compilation made from three connected works. The first is called Long Walk and features a public chess tournament occurring across a fence that divided an art gallery from an inner city park in Johannesburg, South Africa. The second section is called Long Walk Abridged and is based on recordings Claudia Wegner did in various townships around Johannesburg, asking people on the street to do translations of Nelson Mandela's biography, Long Walk to Freedom. The third part of the piece is called Radio Armed Response and is based on recordings from gated communities and interviews with people about their security systems in a suburb of Johannesburg and in Soweto, South Africa. An important part of Claudia Wegner's work as a radio artist is a platform she founded in 2005 called Radio Continental Drift, which is worth checking out. There are links in the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive. Radio Continental Drift is the ongoing radio and audio archive about storytelling and listening across borders. Projects, quote, aim to pass the skills of digital productions and the tools of their distribution into the hands of storytellers themselves to make a way for African producers to increase the online representation of arts and culture from the continent, end quote. Some of Radio Continental Drift's recent work has been based at a community radio station in Zambia. Claudia Wegner's radio drama Long Walk was produced for the Studio for Acoustic Arts in Cologne, Germany in 2009 and is 50 minutes long.
Russia. Belarus. Russia Federation. Japan, North Korea, United States of America, Canada, United States of America. When you come to South America, Mexico, Brazil, Bolivia, Argentina, Paraguay, Peru, Colombia, Venezuela, Guyana, Brazil, Paraguay, Argentina, under Atlantic Ocean, Africa, it's Nigeria here, Benin, Ghana, Cote d'Ivoire, Mali, Niger, Chad, Algeria, Libya, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Sudan, Congo, Kenya, Somalia, Ethiopia, Eritrea, Angola, Zambia, Namibia, Botswana, Solomon Island, New Guinea, Australia, plenty.
Die Idee, Afrika sind so primitiv, wir müssen die zivilisieren.
Sometimes a memory is superimposed on an earlier memory, and then the earlier memory and the later memory are variations, perhaps on the same theme, or more ironically, one is a contradiction of the other. So it's a very intricate process, which in South Africa, it seems to me, is more complex than in other parts of the world. Perhaps Germany could share it. Because it is people who do not want to remember the past, but they feel a duty to uncover the past. So they will both uncover it, but at the same time try to distance themselves from it.
Wir als Hitlerjugend werden gesungen und heute gehört uns Deutschland und die ganze Welt mit Begeisterung gesungen.
Afrika, Nigeria, Benin, Ghana, Cote d'Ivoire, Mali, Niger, Chad, Algeria, Libya.
This is the 1904 war.
The Congo,
the genocide, war of genocide. Which was led by General von Trotta, you know, of the Germans. That war, of course, quite obviously, about 80% plus to 85% of the Herero people were exterminated. And of course, the Nama people of the south, the Herero was mostly in the central area and eastern part, and the Namas were especially from south, the southern part. 60% of them were exterminated, and 80% of the Hereros here were exterminated. And so, those people suffered. There's no question about it. And as I'm speaking to you, they are still trying to get their reparation. You know, they want to be. I'm one of them. They have to be considered for reparation and so on. And so, that is now the first part of the liberation struggle.
Africa, it's Nigeria, Benin, Ghana, Cote d'Ivoire, Mali, Niger, Chad, Algeria, Libya, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Sudan, Congo, Kenya, Somalia, Ethiopia, Eritrea, Angola, Zambia, Namibia, Botswana, Solomon Island, New Guinea, in Africa.
History will one day have its say. It will not be the history taught in the United Nations, Washington, Paris, or Brussels, however, but the history taught in the countries that have rid themselves of colonialism and its puppets. Africa will write its own history, and both north and south of the Sahara, it will be a history full of glory and dignity. From Patrice Lumumba's farewell letter to his wife. From the book The Assassination of Lumumba by Ludo de Witt, Jacana, Joburg, 2001, found in a Newtown bookstore where apparently it was not allowed to take notes with pen and paper.
Let me talk about it. كنا لهم مقرنين وإنا إلى ربنا لمنقلبون صدق الله العظيم.
This is Radio Continental Drift.
يجب وضع أي قراءة تحت المقاعد أمامكم أو في الخزانات الموجودة في الجزء العلوي من الكابينة. يجب أن تكون جميع الأجهزة الإلكترونية مغلقة أثناء الإقلاع والعبور. كما يمنع استعمال الهواتف المتحركة منعاً باتاً. يمكن استخدام أجهزة الكمبيوتر ومشغلات الأقراص المشتركة في هذا الرحلة.
No, I am asking people to translate one or two lines of this book, which is Mandela's biography, from English into whatever is your language.
Yeah, so you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed because you don't know what we are going to do with this.
Sorry.
This thing you are putting in your tape, we don't know at the end what we are going to do with this. That's why I said you must have a permit.
A permit.
We are a quarter, Lana, so...
If you get a permit, you can do everything you want.
To whom should I speak? To all of you?
Just switch it off.
Why don't you make it inside?
Just switch it off first. Just switch it off here. Then we'll talk to you. Just switch it off, then we'll talk to you.
Is it off?
No.
Then are you supposed to write it? I don't know. Can't you just write it? Do you have a paper or something? Just write it now because he wants it in black and white. Black and white.
Just close this door.
Sophia Town. Kwenye mlima wa mawe na ulioangalia Johannesburg kulikuwa na Sophia Town.
Amapolisa angazigidi ezine na masocha afika azongeza Sophia Town.
Sophia Town.
Sophia Town ilikuwa na majina mengi. Soft Town, Kofifi, Kasbah.
Bulldozers crashed the houses to the ground.
Sophia Town ndio ilikuwa na maana.
Asusa abantu ngekho ongawavimba nginohulumeni.
The removal had begun and there was no stopping the government.
Amatraki ayigcwele imindeni azisusa eSophia Town azisa eMiddlelands.
Ilikuwa nyumbani kwa jazz, ilikuwa nyumbani kwa siasa, ilikuwa pia nyumba ya gangs na gangsters.
Na mapudoza awisa imizi phansi.
It is the oppressor who makes the rules of the battle. Umuntu ozabalazayo uyakhamba khamba ekugcineni afunde ukuthi umuntu ocindezelayo uyena owenza imithetho yokulwa.
ANC ilikuwa inakutana kila Jumapili asubuhi kwenye Freedom Square hapo katikati mwa Sophia Town.
We realized that we had to fight fire with fire. It was a silo umlilo, but it was a silo umlilo.
I told him that I was born from Joburg, Namumbia Nimezaliwa, Johannesburg, and it was to Johannesburg that I would return. Now, Johannesburg Nitarudi.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you know what?
The city of gold was not all glitter.
Gold, na gilta.
It has a dark side.
A crown mine.
Okay, you know what?
Wawe yona imine nkulu kunazo zonke la eNingizimu Afrika.
Ashtodiri shango la Afrika.
Abantu ababesebenza khona iningi kwakwela abantu abantsundu abamnyama. Ngaleyo ndlela othola ukuthi ke ibiyelwe ngofeniso omkhulu, ufeniso ebiyelwe ngawo bese uzithola ukuthi ke
Joburg was not the promised land.
Ndiyatakalela ufata urasa abathi zwiba zwi problem kha nne
akathi kune dust emangalisayo kodwa kulobo buthunquthunqu.
Elo lizwe lase Joburg yalingelo lizwe legolide no guitarisha only.
Kile kya ya Alex kya kopana le ma
Alexander.
Is Michael Alex.
kuri Johannesburg shaba ikale ikale.
The city of gold was not all glitter and sparkling.
It had a dark side.
Inobumnyama inecala lobumnyama.
But I told him that I could never then na mombia siwezi kuweza and would never and siwezi kabisa support the homeland.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Next spirit.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hi. Hello. How are you? Hello. Hello. Good morning. Hello. How are you? Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
That's my security. Can I talk to your parents? You are living alone in this house.
Yes, can I talk to your parents? Your father or mother? Are they there?
Dog is a good security.
There are two big ones. The other one is very vicious. This one is better.
Yeah.
The Hello. One that I fastened
Hello.
Is vicious.
Hi.
So I can deal with this one.
Hi.
They used to jump in the yard.
Hello, good morning.
Because we've got a passage, you can see.
How are you? I am collecting public opinion for a radio program
dogs,
about private security.
Then they'll bark and then
you
we'll
have a few minutes for me?
But you know, I don't like this high walls in front. You can put them at the sides and the back. It's okay. So that at least when a person is passing by, he or she can see that something is happening in this house. Because most of the time, most people are working and there's nobody. So when it's this wall
not
like this,
one.
You can't see
they just
inside,
collect for
so
nothing.
You don't know what's happening.
Actual cause. If
like
I would have,
former,
I could go to a place where there's private security.
Yeah.
I could steal and do things and they'll
they
come afterwards. After I'm
Hello,
to
good morning.
And then one day,
problem for security.
When the man came find that they had taken everything. We have seen the van going stealing.
No, yeah, I was stealing.
Because they locked their gates. How did they open
I was stealing and then they come late, maybe I'm at the corner,
so
just hit the corner. Here they come to the house now. I mean, I'm already out. No, that's why. Most of the time, it is.
Hello, this is Radio Op Response.
I don't have extra money to pay security. That's another thing. If I had extra,
but actually, what
you know,
I'm
would,
doing is I'm collecting
like,
public
if
opinion.
If you are working, the more you
program.
Earn, the more you pay the
you know
income tax.
Now,
you see? So for us, that 3,500 that goes to the revenue. It could be doing something that is
Hello?
Very important.
Hello.
Yeah, so those
Hello?
Things
Hello?
I have
Hello?
Neglected
Hello?
To say. You are a single
Hello?
Parent. There's nobody who's helping you.
Hello?
You are just classified
Hello?
As...
The madam is not here.
You are working and you are
yeah,
you have been
good.
Paid. You are getting a salary.
It has a high
so you are taxed just
it should.
Like any other okay. person.
And dogs too. It's not actually for security.
Mm.
It's for it to look nice. You see, if that wall was smaller than this one, it would be
so
if you can look from
Hello,
that side
morning.
To this side, it is kind of
cool,
the design.
Yeah.
You know the reason why people have fences.
Do you know your neighbors here in the area?
Around this, actually around this one. So they don't want to see
You know them by name.
Wala, it's not actually for security. If you don't have a fence,
I come, I bought a new television set or maybe something.
Because playing drums in the sound, so I can't actually hear much. Just give me a second, please.
Okay.
If you don't trust each other, and that side of the neighborhood.
Tell us what your take is on this, please.
They look upon us as like, okay, we small fish, they're big fish, so who cares? They must stay that side, we'll stay this side. They look up for themselves.
This is Radio Continental Drift.
Hello?
Yes, door to door, we are done. Yeah, it's nice to meet different kind of people, different personalities.
That's what you pay for.
They open a gate, you are at work maybe.
Yeah.
They open a gate, they enter, open your butler door, take everything out, they steal everything. And then they close the way it was closed. Come from work, singing, open the gate, open the door, get inside. Inside, there's nothing in the room, it's empty.
Nothing we can do, because the cops, they arrest you now, okay, you tell them this guy was stealing, they will arrest you and then take you there by zone 1 police station. After that,
well, you know, having people in the area, and you know, what people have given,
4 months, 6 months, you come back.
Yeah, very little walking.
So now that's the problem. But me, you see me, I'm a good guy. You know, I do some of the wrong things myself.
They're not people in the area. They are my
colleagues. So I'm all right.
This side is the bonded houses.
Me too.
Unlike the other side is the municipal houses.
Yeah. Why?
Just pay rates and taxes.
From but dark yeah, window.
Just after 9, if you're going
to do something, some of us,
not only to step up
these were running around
of earlier
apartheid burden
the
day. But then it was defiant resolution that drove our hearts, that braced our feet. Now, sadness at betrayal, sat stone heavy on our hearts. Our shouts slowly, weighted with irony, hung heavy over
us
in grimy air.
Yeah. That's just a lot. So we don't know exactly what to target. What exactly is targeted and who is responsible.
The wrong race is totally with them.
What's the matter?
It's a Q Marshall. He conducts the taxis, help people to get to the right taxis. But now it's very strange. He's reporting to the public that one of the best soccer teams has been beaten up.
Has been beaten up?
Today. They fight over it like you fight in England. You know, they love soccer so much that people don't eat when their clubs lose.
You mean they starve themselves to death?
Yeah, just for soccer, you know.
But not for chess.
Not for chess, yeah.
Cross the ball! Cross the ball! Yeah.
Because if the rook moves, then knight takes the bishop.
And queen takes the
bishop. Bring the rook here! Bring the rook there!
We'll see you on the road.
Now we are
checking the details.
We are chatting, Chef, on SAFM, an exciting event being held this Sunday in Johannesburg.
Yeah, I mean, I think a tournament like the one that is going to happen in Joburg Park is very important because the chessboard itself is going to be divided by a fence, and then for pieces to move to certain parts of the board, the pieces will have to be moved above the fence. that is going to be a very interesting way of playing chess, and it's going to be actually not only interesting for chess players, but I think also for people who will be watching, they will be very interested to see the whole action happening, because I think it should be the first time in the world that something like this happens. Obviously, I would like to play in something like that.
Because if the rook moves, then knight takes the bishop.
The Nelson Mandela Bridge from the intersection of Carr Street to the intersection of Bertha Street. Bertha Street from the Nelson Mandela Bridge.
There's a shopping that fits between the gallery and
they've created that kind of two islands within the same area.
To me, it was like just the icon of the Hilbrand. The Sphinx has become like really something fun.
The gallery in the park was one space. You looked out of the gallery.
Jobek is a city that is forested by fences.
I can see they just put the stone, no flowers anymore. They just plant the stone.
So to not have a fence there is to create this fantasy that is this, there is this free flow between the park and the gallery.
People will play chess, but the fence will be in there.
It's going to be very fun.
Yeah.
It
takes a
long time to go around, because this gate, as you can see, is closed. There is a security. It doesn't allow any to get inside there.
Yeah.
We are trying to talk with them in order to open that gate for we photographers and our customers, not each and every individual.
You could walk around the entire gallery to the other side of the fence.
Yes.
I mean, even if you don't enter the gallery.
Yeah, you see, it's a long distance of which it's a long walk.
I'm more at home here than I would be in Melbourne in Johannesburg. It would be even more difficult for me now to take a photograph in Soweto. I just feel it completely out of place. I remember sort of like being in that street and sort of like, you know, passing Desmond Tutu's house and feeling it's like this blue little bunker in the middle of a city, you know, the most secure, weird place. Yes, in the middle, it looks just kind of juxtaposed to, you know, Nelson Mandela's little old house at the corner, and behind it, Winnie Mandela's others, and the nursery, okay? And then the memorial of Soweto, okay, which every single person wants to go and see. And what's so funny, when you walk into Nelson Mandela's front old front room, is all these honorary degrees from every single American college you can think of. Makes you kind of laugh, really. Now I stand here and I see black folk walking as if they own the street. It's a dub version, or it's a sort of cut, rough mix of the same.
My pa was Kalda Henry. What's his word? Mpakaniswa.
Tata wam wayengu Henry Kalda Pakaniswayo.
Where can I start? My pa Kalda Henry Mfokanyiswa was a chief.
Why a chief? Yeah, members of my team.
Yeah. Ek was gebore in the Madiba clan.
Kibelegetsi ko Madiba clan.
It was part of the Tembu tribe.
Eilu Seripa, sa Tembu tribe.
Madiba was a Tembu chief.
Khosi ya Tembu chiefs.
I'm going to interpret it into Bemba, which is one of the Zambian languages. Nafielwe mu Madiba clan.
My language is English, my dear sir.
And it wat het in die Transkeien jare gelede.
Madiba was a tender chief who ruled in the Transkei many years ago.
My pa was a chief, and he was part of the Tembu royal family. Okay. That's about it. Yeah.
Yena wayengumntana omncinci wokugqibela. Yena wokugqibela
So, kwelo xesha wayengumntana. Utatakhe wayesafarisha kakhulu ngelo xesha. Wayengenokwazi ukutshintsha impilo yakhe. Utata wakhe waluza ukuba chief ngoba wayenezinkomo.
My father could not read or write.
My father can he clear of scribe.
He was a wise man who knew much about the history of our people.
Kuseni ninu family wa to kuseni ninu ebi wa to ti law school.
He was a man.
Papa can not believe ko. You know what Kamata means?
The God of his father.
Yeah, the God of his fathers.
And the great spirit of the Xhosa people. Modimo wa ntate le moya le ba makhotsa.
My mother on the other hand. Mamaka ukile become a Christian, a Baptist.
Mi ka letsohong le lengwe u bile moswalane ne.
But me vangu vena vaina matadzelo God mwari chaichai.
When I was born, my father gave me the name Rolihlahla, which means pulling the branch of the tree.
Rolihlahla
ngazalwa ngubaba wami wangithumela igama lokuthi nguRolihlahla.
And khapa bayibiza a troublemaker, king, a coach, troublemaker, something like coach, a danger.
Ngenkathi ezalo baba wakhe wamnikeza igama lokuthi Rolihlahla. He could not have known what lay ahead of me. But looking back at all the trouble I have caused, it was a good name.
Then this is a Yijongwana, Tembu boy. This is in Yijongwana, the same ring, Dingum Tembu boy. That is beautiful. Did you hear that?
At Baba Mede wa Pinupe, George Nilati Losi, Ilewi, Monsignor. To si je pe ohun ton koko se ri ni aye ni e ku koko won anybody lo si school
ololu muthu o proud o ibonisa o ikhantsa go ba proud ke gore ba when you proud wa ikhantsa neri rutiswa segwa go bani segwa ne siswa ko overseas England means England.
I spent my 10 days in London doing NC businesses. Awan.
Eish. Kinna.
Translate the NC this part.
How Tomo?
Ndinge.
I spent my 10 years in London doing ANC business, seeing old friends and seeing the sights. And old friend Mary Benson took all and me
Watata to see the Westminster. Yeah, to see Westminster
Abbey.
It's Abbey. Big Ben. And the houses of parliament.
And the houses of parliament.
Nendru, ye parliament.
When we saw a statue.
A statue of Jan Smart.
Let us look in like.
Isbumbo. Isbumbo, sure.
Okay. Nikete Amalanga Ashume. In London, nyenzana ne ANC
business
job.
Ngiye ngaya eLondon ngaspenda amalanga i10 ngenza umsebenzi we ANC. Ngibona umngane wakudala on the side ngathi on the West Mr. AB a big Ben and a house in the parliament.
There would be a stage of us there one day.
Yes.
To stay.
Yes. Thank you.
Haben wir das noch nicht?
And whereas Nairobi, there is no place like Nairobi. People, that's one of the things I say to people, that people who think that Nairobi erupted in the last 3 or 4 weeks have not been looking in the, because everybody was going to the safaris, you know? They were missing or ignoring. They thought it was okay to sort of for people to be poor or not have any fresh water. And then suddenly it erupted, and only to discover that it's been festering for the last 30 years. You know, what would you expect? That was there. Babylon Kingdom Fall, that's what it used to be about. It was the first, one of the first parts of the city in which anybody who lived or loved across, okay, was at home.
Yeah. Making history. Yes. Now tell me something, and, Mr. Governor.
Okay.
And tell that, me something.
Nowadays walk around London, don't realize, they take it for granted.
When the truth,
it was the other way of using the social space.
About how you grab and steal, about how you make your crooked deal.
African music, African paintings, African photographs, African stories, stories were always part of the forbidden. Okay. That part of that history was kept inside the stories my granny told me. Okay. It was the place, it's sort of the archive of that. So if I want to retrieve it, I have to go through that, sound, through that ear. Okay. You know. Is it reggae something that you can't listen to quietly? It is the way in which, if you like, Africa begins to be inside the belly of the beast. Okay. Africa was no longer on the African continent. It couldn't be contained anymore. It couldn't be sent off. It was now here, bang clash, in the middle of town. Because all this was contested space. And this was a struggle over territory. And I suppose that's what I mean by it didn't belong. This was the front line in some ways, in between the police on horseback. You know, they came from there, you know, from Brixton Station. Armored all over the block in the street.
It's no
and
mystery.
This was like the only place that people could be.
It's no mystery.
Wanting to say a little bit
we're
of space.
Victory. Now tell me something, Mr. Right-wing man. Tell me something.
And that,
how
and
long
that, this,
you really feel?
This has always been here.
Grovel
that little
and
next
squeal,
door, the relationship between
when
hairdressers
so much murder
and reggae
has been concealed,
and the relationship between style, the body, and reggae. Reggae marks Brixton for me.
When
and there is
we
a
won,
different
can't
sense
heal
of coming into Brixton when reggae
feel
is playing to my head.
The way we feel. Feel the way we feel.
Babylon Kingdom Fall, that's what it used to be about, okay? Here's Babylon Kingdom Fall, where in some years...
Well, there was Reyes, Brixton,
but not
and
in
there was Chapel Town,
there is a, there is
and a,
there
lot
is
of other places
there is,
that was burnt to the ground.
There isn't a sense of danger.
Burnt to the ground.
I don't mean danger
burnt
now.
Burnt to the ground.
Maybe the danger is still there, but it's not, not
it is
not
no mystery.
It is
we're
comfortable.
Making history.
So in some ways, that
no
thing
mystery
I've been looking for...
We're
is,
winning
is
victory.
That Babylon has fallen in that
it's
sense.
It's no mystery. We're making okay history. It's no mystery. We're making victory. Now tell me something, Mr. Police Spokesman. Tell me something. How long do you really think we would have taken your bat licks, your jackboot kicks,
or just the kind of sound
your
of that
dirty
time,
bag of tricks, and your racist politics,
and the horses
politics
and so on, trying to capture that very idea of
well,
a city
down
space
in Bristol,
being taken away.
They had no pistol, but they chased the Babylon away. Man, you should have seen your Babylon. How them really run away.
And in some ways, you know, it's the unfinished business that you can't... Babylon is not falling then in that moment. It's still very much like alive and kicking.
Listen.
All we need to do is get together, and then we just need to show them that guns are not the way, violence always is not the way. We can do this. But we just need to fix up, stop making bigger people give us the guns, because it's just not needed right now. Serious.
I'm just
Now, if I wanted to think those two images together, I played Jashaka.
Radio Continental Drift.
Please select your preferred language. For English, press 1. For Afrikaans, druk 2. Khetha isiZulu. Bindezela u 3. Xa ukhetha isiXhosa, cofa u 4. Xa ubatla siSuthu, tobetsa 5.
Okay. Si bona intshukumo phakathi kwa what is this Vestian?
Non-racial.
I don't know racial. Yeah. Ngenhlangano yenkululeko ye South Africa.
The language is innocent. The people, those are the ones to blame. Like the Fosters, the Verwoerd, Waters, etc.
One can do it if people are living together. How about if people are living separate?
The language was misused.
So
bannings, detentions, torture, all those things, you know? So
the management happened to be mostly Afrikaner.
So
I had to learn the language. So
but this is a oppressor's language.
I discovered, no, there is no language that is difficult.
I say, what that's happening now? The kids cannot speak our language. What is that supposed to mean to you?
The language is innocent.
Her children could not speak my mother language. They were only speaking the Ugandan language, mixing with some English words.
Oh, we are cousins. Me, I got brains, you know?
Yes, I always have that problem, but I don't know which part, but the real
moral, immoral. The language is innocent.
You might not get the right translation.
The people that were using it, misusing it, those are the ones to blame.
But believe me,
I can make Zulu a better thing.
Yeah.
Do you want to translate some into Afrikaans?
No, not now.
The language is innocent.
Don't you want to try? On that day,
nalelolanga,
15,000 students
gathered
in Soweto to protest against being taught in Afrikaans.
What is
selling
Afrikaans?
My cell.
It's a cell.
By the end of the... Myself was by the end from the corridor. Huh? What's corridor?
Passage, I don't know.
The passage.
Passage is in Francis.
Yeah. Myself was by the end from the passage. That was by a petite. What is small? Klein. That was by a klein.
That was by a klein.
I can loop from one kant to the other. In three, it can loop from one cant to the other cant in three steppies. When I lay my cup, what's touched?
Touch.
Yeah.
Touches, touching.
Yeah. A cup was lay my next to, was on the touch the more. Sorry, this is a big problem here. A cup was next to the, the inside, in my...
The ear cant.
Yeah. At the ear cant van the mucha touch in my foot, yeah. See, that's how it's going to be.
Ndiyafuna uba nefreedom entle. Ndathi ifreedom into engumdlalo. Ne? Eyi.
Ich war nie ein Soldat, ich habe nie einen Kampf gefochten.
Ich noch nie ein Gefecht, ne?
We are taking you to a place where you will have your freedom.
Spirit,
freedom, ne?
Have you been recording me? Ah, sister, what are you doing?
You can't record all these babes and stuff. What will people think of Africa? It's people without manners. Can I continue, ne?
Yeah.
Actually, maybe do a good story.
Well, this is going to take time. When I was underground, went to a... Yeah, okay.
Now, it is a simple story.
It is not a simple task.
I've got to sit and translate. You can't do it like that.
But with a strong message.
Yeah, and I've got to go. That's why.
It is not a simple task.
Manozioma noni mea di barok
burubu. The lime is buried in layers of rock. I see into elula leyo.
It's a spade. For sure, it's a spade.
Yeah.
Re tshwanetse hore re sebetse haholo ka mogore ka gona nka teng.
Mi vida durante la campaña de desafío corrió por dos diferentes carriles.
The only way to destroy apartheid.
My only passion in life, Oman Nandi.
Mi trabajo en la lucha y mi trabajo como abogado.
Oman Nandi. Manandi means boxing.
I said that voice was the only way.
Oman Nandi. I do not like the violence of boxing.
Yahuri.
Let me translate.
Sutleho. Ifele.
Oman Nandi.
Kari.
It's the paya moini of lekari.
Kilekar, bubodu, mufele.
Eklek, kazi, layo. In Afrikaans, science is called wetenskap. En yo mag.
Butsotsi.
Om te paklei.
Le bubodu.
Tu.
Ineli ona tsela.
Okay.
Yahu fedisa, khetullo.
Oman nindi.
Pakenza batuba, basuule batuba, batu.
Yeah.
I will then run on the spot for an hour.
The balega kangange.
Me fenders. I'm the pakli.
On the spot for an hour.
Hey.
How you may move your body to protect yourself? I guess paya paya khut on the box.
May I proceed? This got on Wolf nerves, and eventually he had no choice but to join me. To join me, are you always na choice? Can then join a
yeah, and how you pace yourself? Nguzi misela through a fight. Nguzi misela impi ni
impa.
Fight is impi.
Kaila bampolela hore kitswe.
Excellent ampere, the very champion.
Impa. Impa ke ne ke tseba gore ke kopa tshwarelo fela seo se neng ke se etsa se ne se lukile. Yeah.
Was ist das nächste?
Babylon Kingdom fall, that's what it needs to be about. Okay. Now, what has happened is one is now doing a sound check and say, has Babylon Kingdom fall?
Of course.
There are no people in South Africa who supported apartheid. They don't exist. We don't know where they went, but they are up there. So you can see people contradicting their own history, trying to disown their own history. I was offered an award for a fighter against apartheid in sport. But the man getting an award next to me was a hero because he had supported apartheid sport. So I said, I'm being asked to pretend that we are both heroes. We both fought for sport, but in fact, you were fighting for apartheid sport and I was fighting for anti. So in my own life, it's not a theoretical issue. So ultimately, in a kind of very lonely way, you are forced to make your own choices.
It's very difficult. If you stand on the side, I think it's quite easy in a way. But if you stand right there,
the chessboard itself is divided by fence. And for pieces to move to certain parts of the board, the pieces have to be moved above the fence.
Should it not have a fence?
That means the winners have to play.
Just to create this fantasy that is this, there is this free flow.
Jubek back, Jubek back, Jubek back. Every winner challenges back. It's a knockout now.
South African players, black or white,
to separate these groups from one another. There's a divide and rule tactics.
It was and still remain white mostly. Barrière Morobo is a lagi. And Jubek Park, South Africa. Is a lagi puna apartheid. Bachaki barrière wana puna. Banoir Sud-Africain, South African. Balikate na galerie de exposition.
The second part of the liberation struggle.
Barrière wana. Colonisation apartheid, ils ont concerné l'Afrique en entière, Afrique Mugimba.
It's a long distance, it's a long walk.
It's no mystery, we make it history. It's no mystery, we make it victory.
If there's no checkmate, we look at the position.
And after all, it is a game. The first time in the world.
David versus Steven.
Yeah. You can challenge anyone around the world.
And it's 5-minute games. And I'm going to be synchronizing the time soon.
Even if we die, in Zulu says no mafsafa, don't care. Even if we die, we still continue to struggle. That's doesn't matter where you are, but the struggle continues.
You just heard Claudia Wegner's Long Walk from 2009. To learn more about Claudia Wegner and her project Radio Continental Drift, plus many other examples of radio art, please visit the Wavefarm Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org.
That was the Radio Art Hour, mostly put together from the work of Wavefarm Radio Art Fellows Jess Speer and Karen Werner. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the radio art you heard featured on the Radio Art Hour. The preceding show was recorded at Wavefarm's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.